the fact of the matter is that it was a very difficult personal decision for me because I love the city and I love being mayor, and I truly believe we have been doing extremely good work and that the city is in a much stronger position, more sustainable, more economically viable, better smart development balanced with open space. I mean, think about it. We have the Pitney Farm, we have the Waterfront Park, we have the Greenbelt Trail going in. So this city is the envy of so many cities. So it was a very difficult personal decision for me. However, I've had some other opportunities come my way, and so I feel the need to explore those, but don't want to hold up the election process. The second reason is because running the city is an 80-hour-a-week job, and I want to give it my all. And if you're running a campaign, that's also not only a huge distraction, but it's a huge amount of time. And I made a decision very recently that what I really want to do is work to be the best mayor possible of this city for my remaining 7 months.
Any information on what you're looking to do after that 7 months and what you'll be pursuing in the future?
Yeah, nothing will happen until 2018, and I'm been pursued and pursuing options both in the private and the public sector, and hope to be making announcements in the coming months.
Are you looking to stay in Saratoga Springs?
I just moved to a wonderful townhouse on the lake in Saratoga Springs, and this is my home.
So you've endorsed in the upcoming campaign your deputy mayor.
We have. I have spoken to her. She has seriously considered it, agreed to run, and it has helped me in my decision making because I think the world of Meg. She has been a superb deputy, but her roots here in Saratoga Springs are extremely strong. She cares a lot about the city. She knows a lot of people, and she is going to continue the good work of our administration. So the city's on the right path now, and she will continue to keep it steered in that direction.
So then what do you think of the matchup now? Your deputy, Meg Kelly, is running against now Mark Baker, who is the former president of the City Center, who is running on the Republican line. So what do you think about that matchup?
Well, you know, anybody can run for office, I suppose. But like I said, the city is on the right track now. Mark Baker represents the past, and Meg Kelly represents the future.
And anything that you're going to be focusing on in the next 7 months that you'd like to finish before you leave office?
Oh, so many things, yes. And that's the main reason for my decision. I'm going to put my all into completing what's called a unified development ordinance to get the zoning right in this city. I'm going to ensure that Code Blue has a permanent structure at some point in this city. I'm going to make sure that the Greenbelt Trail, especially the Geyser Road piece of that, begins construction as it has been getting funding for piece by piece. We're going to continue to apply for grants with the state and use all the connections we've made at both the federal and state level to make this just the best city possible. I'm also pursuing some international economic opportunities as well as a cultural exchange program with Nashville and some other arts cities.